This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
And coming up, everybody's situation is different, but there are some constants that should be addressed in every retirement plan. Stay tuned. Don't miss out on these crucial pieces of the retirement puzzle.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me in the studio is John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, welcome.
How you doing, Steve?
Good, thanks. So today we're going to talk about some issues that affect different people in different ways. And the best answer to answer a lot of questions kind of depends on your situation. But there are some universal truths that apply to all retirees and pre-retirees across the board, no matter what, right? So everybody needs an income plan. I mean, Social Security isn't always going to be enough.
Well, absolutely, Steve. And that's pretty much what we focus on here at Kelly Financial. And for the last 15 years, that's our primary focus, is getting people's income in place, having them understand where the money's going to come from in retirement and how do we get them there. So we always try to maximize their income through different Social Security filing strategies, hopefully maximizing their pensions if they have a traditional pension. And if not, we use the other options that most Americans use, is their IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, and other kinds of retirement plans. So we try to give them ideas how to put them in a place where they can still get market type growth, but they also have a guaranteed lifetime income stream. Everybody's situation is different. We had a bunch of people in here this week. You know, we just had a seminar in Oak Lawn, and we totally different scenarios from every client that came in. I mean, this one couple came in, they had over $2 million. They had a great pension. They really don't need a lot of income from their retirement accounts because of Social Security and the pensions that they have. So they were more focused on tax planning, because the problem with a 401k or an IRA is all that is an IOU to the government. Somebody's going to pay taxes on it, either yourself when you pull it out, your spouse when they inherit it, or your children when they inherit it. So with this guy's situation, I mean, he just wanted to leave as much money as possible to his three kids, and we're working on what we call an IRA reboot. We take advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code, and we do a conversion over a four-year period. But even the tax money is paid from within the product, and they always earn interest on that. So again, everybody's situation is different. Another lady came in, and all they were looking for was income, but they still wanted to have some growth. So we were able to roll their 401k. They're going to be retiring in 4 years. And the old scenario goes, how do you make money in the market? You buy low, you sell high. The market this week is at its all-time high. So you couldn't pick a better time to roll 401ks if you're over 59 and a half. And three people's situation this week, we were able to do that because their company plans allow them to. So if you're in a situation, we always tell people, if you're over 59 and a half, lock in them gains. Because unfortunately, most people don't do that. They usually sell it in reaction when the markets are going down. So we were able to sit down and do an income plan. We had a fiduciary here in the office, John Herron, went through, showed all the fees they have, all the other stuff that they're doing. And we're able to put a solid income plan in place, and they're locking in their 401ks now at their all-time high. They're still going to contribute for the next 3 to 4 years, Steve. We've taken advantage of all their company matches. But now if another 2008 comes along, where they lose 45% of their retirement accounts, now they're losing 45% of maybe 10, 20, 30 grand, not 45% of 3, 4, 500 grand. It's a big difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing that is a concern for everybody is long-term care, and it's never an easy one, but it's something that you really need to talk about and plan for.
Well, absolutely. It's the largest, it's the biggest risk that people have in retirement to their retirement accounts is their health. And like I said, the couple that came in this week that we did the Section 7702 reboot, who was interested in getting rid of the taxes, that plan includes long-term care benefits. So should he need to go to a nursing home, home health care, whatever he needs, the plan would actually pay that for him, and all of the money would come out tax-free. So again, there are certain, we use traditional plans. The problem with a lot of the traditional long-term care plans today, the premiums have skyrocketed over the last 3 to 4 years, where it kind of makes it very unaffordable for our clients. So, but there are different alternative strategies that are out there where we can move money from one account to the other, which builds in long-term care plans and gets them their home health care, nursing home care they need without actually paying premiums for it. So again, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed?
Exactly. So, and you know, the stock market, you touched on this just a couple of minutes ago, you know, the 2008 crash, and but you really can't predict that. You know, right now it's great, but it's unlikely the person who guessed right in 2008 will get it right the next time.
Well, I mean, that's why a lot of the clients, I'd say 90% of our clients here, they just want to lock in their gains when they get it, protect their principal, and have a steady income flow. I mean, also, there's people who want to take a little bit more risk, and that's why we have the portfolio managers and our fiduciaries here that handle that for them. But generally speaking, I'd say 90% of our clients are just give me a fair return. Give me my 5 to 6% returns, lock in my gains, you know, on an annual basis or a biannual basis. And just take my profits off the table and keep them, because it's not how much you make, it's how much you save. And one thing I like about it is the problem with, you know, we're dealing with brokerage firms and stocks, bonds, mutual funds, them gains never lock in until the day you sell them. So a lot of our clients like the idea of indexing, locking in gains on an annual basis, like you said, or a biannual basis, and taking their profits off the table and guaranteeing themselves and their spouse a guaranteed lifetime income stream.
Well, that's great. And one of the things that we don't know is how long we're going to live. And some people like to think they know just based on the family history, and there's something to that. But, you know, modern medicine continues to extend our lives, and that's a good thing. So unless there's a terminal illness, you just need to plan to not outlive your money.
And that's when we sit down with a client, Steve, when we sit down and do an income plan, we include a guaranteed income stream no matter how long they live. They'll never outlive their money, because that's the biggest fear in retirement. You know, I was just out in Arizona a few weeks ago, and if that pilot came on the board before we came back to Chicago and said, listen, we have a 90% chance of making it to Midway without running out of fuel, I ain't going to get on that airplane. I'm going to figure a better way to get home, and that's when we help our clients. You might run out of fuel. You might spend all of your assets, but you'll never outlive the income. That's peace of mind in retirement.
Well, and that's where you come in. And, well, money and sitting in cash, it really isn't keeping up with inflation. Some people get excited about 1.5% CD they have at the credit union, but let's at least acknowledge that we're still losing buying power with that money. And it's fine and recommended to have some money in cash, but it's not a great solution to have a large percentage of your nest egg in cash.
Well, Steve, and here's a perfect example of that. The problem, we call that lazy money. You know, money sitting in a bank that's making 0.3% or 0.5%. We had a lady that came in here last week, and she had almost $260,000 sitting in a money market, making, like I said, 0.03%. But their whole purpose was that she wanted to keep it safe, and she was going to use that for long-term care, should she need it. And it was not, if not, it was going to go to her two children. We were able to reposition $150,000 of that into a fixed product. It's 100% liquid. She gets her money back whenever she wanted it. Paid her a 12% bonus up front. It comes with long-term care for home health care, assisted living, adult daycare, of almost $8,000 a month for 3 years in a nursing home, almost $5,000 a month for 5 years for home health care, and it gave her almost $300,000 tax-free death benefit for her children, should she need it. And tied to the S&P, getting an 8% cap on an annual basis with 100% liquidity. It covered her long-term care needs. And if something does happen to her, we're going to more than double that tax-free for her kids. So it's a win-win situation.
Really is. And John, you've got a great offer for people today too.
Absolutely. So give us a call. Come on and we'll sit down. And we'll do a complete income plan for you. We'll give you the complete Social Security maximization report, where we'll show you how to maximize your Social Security benefits. We'll give you Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And any clients who come on board with over $500,000, Steve, we provide them a will and a power of attorney for both finance and for healthcare through our estate planning attorney. And any client who comes on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a complete living trust. We help them avoid the probate process completely.
Finally, someone's offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk in his sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate it for you from that complex financial world into very clear, easy-to-understand instructions. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review, and for anybody listening right now, you just simply call 800-477-1135, and you will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Simply call 800-477-1135. Call today. It's 800-477-1135.
We need to take a break, but when we return, remember, you're not just planning for you, you're also planning for your loved ones. And while two heads are better than one, And those of us with spouses and partners know that sometimes two heads may be also on completely different pages. We put on our mediator hats when we return.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So, you may ask, why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. So, Coach advises caution as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation.